In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, the Apostle writes, where I am crucified to the world and the world to me. I have with me Jimmy Butler. We're going to talk about love today, the way God loves us. Crucified love poured out for you and for me. What was God's word to you today, Jimmy?
The Lord was speaking to me this morning, and I just really only want to share today with you what the Lord has been sharing with me. And that he really said to me, spoke to me this morning, he goes, if my people, I want my people to know that I love them. I love them with an everlasting love. I'm for them. I'm always for them. You know, and as we come to know that love he has for us, we're able to love him back. And as we love him back, he cleans us up and does the work in us that we can't do by ourselves. He does the work in us as we write him into our heart, allow him to be Lord of our lives. And then he starts doing a work in us, and he's the potter, and we're the clay. And he starts molding and fashioning us into his image and likeness. You know, his word says if we lose our life, we find it. So as we surrender to the Holy Spirit, he does a deeper work in us that allows us to do his work for him.
Surrender to the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Maybe people have just clicked me on, and they've never heard anything like this. What does surrender to the Holy Spirit mean?
To me, it means my life has to go on to his life. You know, we don't realize that we want to hold on to our lives, but it's one who loses his life will find it. And it's a work of grace that I've not been able to do in my own power. I was a strong-willed man all my life. And as I began at 21 years old to yield to the Holy Spirit, to surrender, allow him to be Lord of my life, he has done the work. He's continued to do the work. It's been a 30-year work in my life, and I'm still in the ways of healing right now, still in the ways of restoration, still decreasing that he may increase. There's no longer Jimmy who lives, but Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. That's what his word wants. His word declares that he is our hope and glory. And we want the glory to go unto God, and we want to be vessels under his use on this earth. And it's how much he loved us that we want to show that love back to him.
Today we celebrate Holy Thursday. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. I tell you, today we celebrate the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the institution of the priesthood. Oh, yes, and an institution of service. Tell us about the washing of feet that will take place tonight at our church. Tell us about just washing feet. Who has to first wash feet?
You know, the Lord was speaking to me this morning, and I said, I have a little cut on my foot. I said, Lord, I don't know if I want my foot washed, but the Lord says, I need to wash your feet, Jimmy. In order for you to be my servant, I have to serve you. I have to be your Lord. I have to be your everything so you can be what I want you to be for others. But I have to serve you first. I have to let you love me and let his love come into my life and receive that love in order to give it. I can't give anything that I've not received from the Father. So I'm asking for that grace to receive more of him so I can give more of that away in the world that we live in today that needs him so desperately. I was down in Florida last month, and the people were telling me how much they love the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me through prophecy right in the middle of the service. And it said, the Lord said, how much I love them. It's how much I love them. I so love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that Jesus died for the whoever would call upon his name. It's how much he loved us. He loves humanity. He is love. He can't do nothing but love. He is love. And because of that love he has for us, I want to exchange that love back to him. If someone loves you so much, you want to do everything you can to please that person. So that's the revelation I've got more and more of. It's how much he loved me. Therefore, I want to love him back and be all that I've called to be. But I first have to let him serve me and be my father and be my lover and be the lifter of my head so I can be a servant to others.
And you know, people are saying, but I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. But can I tell you, nobody's worthy. Nobody is worthy. It is first that he loved us. And then as a result of him loving us, we love him and we love other people. But he started this experience called Christianity. I didn't say one day, I'm going to just follow Jesus and follow the cross. No, he first loved me. He first loved me into being and into conversion. And then from there, I was able to love him and love people. Jesus first loved you. You say, but I don't believe that because I'm so bad. Get over it. Get over it. You are living in the darkness. You just need Jesus, the light. You need Jesus, the light. Go to confession. Get rid of your sins. Just do away with them once and for all. You say, but I'm afraid. Well, you know what? You have nothing to fear because Jesus wants to make you right with himself. I have in front of me the crucifix of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus loved us so much that he opened his arms on the cross and he was nailed and said, see the love that I have for you. It is love incarnate, love that not only speaks love, but love that with my life I give my life unto you. Love is Christ crucified. Love is Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and raised from the dead.
I also wanted to share with you today, you know, there was two thieves in the cross when Jesus was being on the cross. And one of them said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You know, Jesus loved us so much. In the middle of his nail-scarred body, hanging on the cross, he was inviting a guy into paradise that day. That's how much he loves humanity. His ministry was still at work, even on the cross. When he was shedding all his blood, he was still bringing souls into the kingdom. That's how much the Lord loves humanity. If we only knew how much he loved us, this world would be a different place. Individually, we all need to come into that so we can give that love away. The world would be turned upside down if we really, really knew how much Jesus Christ loved us and how sinful we are without him. We all are sinful. We all fall short of the glory of God. And because of Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, and we can go access to the throne room. And I also felt very strongly today that prayers are being answered, that God wants to manifest prayers in people's lives. And I release manifested, answered prayers, whether it be for loved ones, whether it be for jobs, whether it be for finances, whether it be for marriages, whatever you're in standing in need of today, I want you to receive your miracle today because of Jesus Christ and because of what he's done for you.
Today is Holy Thursday, and we celebrate the institution of the Holy Eucharist, yes, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Tonight at 7:30 at Holy Rosary, we will be experiencing the institution of the Eucharist. We will be experiencing the institution of the priesthood, and we will have our feet washed tonight. So I'm telling you that God is in love with you. Not only does he love you, but he's in love. And if anyone's ever been in love, they know the difference between being in love and being loved. Oh yes, when you're in love, you do anything for the one you love. You go crazy for them if you had to. When you're in love, you do stupid things. You do dumb things. Oh, but they're so beautiful because Jesus is in love with you. The Father is in love with you. The Holy Spirit is in love with you. Tell us how we have access into the throne of God, Jimmy. Tell us how.
Do you know, my first experience with the Lord, I went to church off and on as a kid, but not too often because my family weren't churchgoers or anything like that. But I was down in Wollaston Beach where I used to go every summer and hang out. And someone told me about the Lord and gave me a little bit of a track sharing about, being unsaved and being saved. And I took it and I just sort of read it over real quickly. And then I went home. But then later on in the day, I was really wondering about what that person did for me. And I started asking the Lord if he was real and asking questions about God and stuff like that in my apartment. And the Holy Spirit, as the third person of the Trinity, came into my life. I invited him into my heart. And my heart was very hard and very callous from what I had been through in life. And it came with waves and waves of love. It went on for 3 days. It was not a one-time experience. I've had that experience many, many times. I just had one this last morning, the last couple of days. And I cannot live without the experience in God's love. I believe it through the cross. I believe it through the Word of God. But the Holy Spirit wants to make himself real to you. He wants to be personable. And I don't believe it's a one-touch thing. I've needed touches over and over again that has kept me going, that experience of his love that has gone on throughout my Christian walk ever since I invited him into my heart. He has been with me. He has not failed me or forsaken me. There was even a 10-year period where I was off and on with God because I was struggling with all the hurts and issues in my life. And he kept running after me, he kept pursuing me. He was after me, even when I wasn't for myself, he kept loving me, holding me. Even when I was resisting that love, that's how faithful he is. He loves and loves and loves and loves. He is love. And one thing I want to do is, because of that great love he has for me, I want to be pleasing to him. I just don't want to love him back. I want to be pleasing. I want to show myself approved to him. I want to be a good and faithful servant, a son that his father is pleased with. Therefore, I want to give back to him in the ways he has given to me.
Well, the curtain in the temple has been rent from top to bottom, which means we have access into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus, we have access to the Heavenly Father, through the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. I am a preacher of the blood. I am a preacher of the blood, that the blood of Jesus makes me accessible into God, the Father's presence. That curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. That means God did it. God did it. And it separated the holy place from the most holy place. And when that curtain was torn in two, it tells us we have access into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus. I tell you, there is nothing like the love of God. There is nothing like Jesus crucified and raised from the dead. There is nothing like being loved by God. There is nothing like being led by God. I tell you, how many of us are led by God? You see, those who are led by God are called the sons of God. How many are just, like pew potatoes? They're just pew potatoes. They're not being led by God. It is so important, it is so vital that we be led by God into what he wants us to be, into what he wants us to do. And that takes faith. That takes faith, listening to God. And you might not hear God, but you say, Lord, I want to be led by you. I want to be led by you, Lord. I want to go where you want me to go. I want you to leave me, get me out of where I'm supposed to be out of. I want to be led. I want to be a man who is led by God. Not only does I believe that God loves me, but that I am led by the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave us this broadcast. And we aren't people that have big structures. This is a little room with a little microphone, with the Bible and some other books. That's all we have. I'm not building a kingdom for myself. I want the kingdom of God to come upon us on earth as it is in heaven. I want that kingdom to be released in us, because when that kingdom is released in us, oh, we become everything for God. Everything for God. It's not about us. It's about Him. The kingdom of God should come on us as it is in heaven. This is the prayer that Jesus taught us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm telling you, it's all about heaven. Our walk is all about heaven on earth. We need to know heaven. We need to get glimpses of heaven. We need to taste heaven so that we can live on the earth. I'm not talking about near-death experiences. I'm talking about heaven. The Lord wants heaven to literally seep into the earth through people who are led by the Spirit.
You know, Father was talking about the veil has been torn in two. You know, because of Jesus Christ, when we invite Him into our heart and we receive Him as Lord of our life, repent of our sin, you know, we become righteous as He is righteous. We become in right standing with God. And no longer we have that fallen nature, even though we still sin and we still fall short of the glory of God and we still have this flesh to deal with. We've actually received a new nature which cries out, Abba, Father. That no longer are we bound by fear, but we have a spirit which cries out, Abba, Father, and that we're not orphans any longer. We are sons of the Most High. We're kings of the kids. We are children of the Most High. Yes, we sin, and yes, we need an advocate with the Father, and Jesus intercedes for us. But we are righteous because of Jesus Christ, and therefore we can go access to the throne room of God boldly. We can come boldly through the throne room and ask for our prayers to be answered, because we are no longer orphans, but we are sons of the Most High. We are King's kids. Yes, we sin. Yes, we have the fallen nature. Yes, the Lord is still breaking away the old man. And yes, we are still doing a work in progress. And yes, we are still being transformed. But yes, we have a new nature. No longer are we just sinners, but we have a new nature. We become the righteousness of God. We become King's kids.
The righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. I tell you, that is from the Holy Spirit. He makes us right with God. That righteousness with God is what we need to have. Because apart from Jesus, we have no righteousness at all. He must increase. I must decrease. He must increase. I must decrease. Do you understand what I'm saying? That righteousness comes by faith in Jesus Christ, that there is no other way to the Father except through the Son who gave His life for us. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Far be it from me to glory in anything, not this radio program, not the church, but to glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. When we glory in the cross of Jesus Christ, the church is built up. You see, we don't build the church up by trying to build the church up. We build the church up by loving Jesus and by loving people. We build the church up by allowing Jesus to love us. We build the church up because Jesus Christ is Lord, and He loves to be loved. He doesn't need my love, I'm going to tell you that, but He loves to be loved. He loves that we love Him, and it's true that He first loved us. Greater is He, Jesus Christ, that is in us through the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world, that's the devil. Greater is Jesus, who conquered Satan on the cross. He conquered once and for all your sins and my sins. He conquered the evil one. He conquered through the blood of the Lamb, through the cross of Jesus Christ. He conquered us once and for all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And the Lord also says that we are seated with Him in heavenly places because of what Jesus did. Even though we're in this earth and we're in winter right now, me and Father, We are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. It's a mystery, but we are seated with him. Even though we're on the earth, we are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. We are co-heirs with Christ Jesus. We are co-laborers with Christ Jesus. Because of the work of the cross, we are seated with him. We have died with him, we were buried with him, and we have resurrected with him. And that's what Easter season's about, but it's an ongoing thing throughout our lives. You know, last few months I went through ups and downs, but I came out and the Lord said, Jimmy, you're in a new season. I don't know why I go through ups and downs, but I just know I'm in a new season right now. I don't even know what it was all about. I was checking myself. I was checking to see if it was the enemy, checking to see if it was my flesh. I just went through a season that I didn't like. And I'm starting to, I feel the difference right now. I feel the Lord's bringing me out of it. You know, it's like a relationship. You have good times, you have bad times. But we are always seated with him in heavenly places. And we can always go to him. And he never leave us or forsake us. Who else can tell you that?
I remember meeting some Jehovah's Witnesses, and we were talking together, and they shared some scriptures with us. And I said, can I share a scripture with you? And they said yes. And it was Jesus speaking from the Acts of the Apostles that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I said, who's speaking? They wouldn't say. But Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is God. And they said to me, but you believe you're going to be in heaven. Only 144,000 people are in heaven. I said, listen, I believe that I'm already seated with him in heaven. They said, where does it say that in the Bible? And I didn't have my Bible with me. And I'm looking for it in Ephesians. I couldn't find it. With that, the wind blew, and my finger was on that. We are seated with him in heavenly places. Oh, they start shaking. They start shaking. I said, listen, you're not going to find Jesus in Kingdom Hall. You're going to find Jesus in the church. You're going to find Jesus through the reception of the gospel, through hearing and believing. You're going to find Jesus. You're going to find Jesus, but never in Kingdom Hall.
You know, also, you know, one of the things I, when I get into the presence of God, some people like don't know, even know how to do that. But I usually experience first just a softening in my heart. I start to relax a little bit, and the Holy Spirit starts to come. And when the Holy Spirit comes, I said, more, Lord. I ask for more, more, because I always need more of Jesus. And when I get into that place, I try to stay in it as long as I can and stay in that place of where he's manifesting himself. Because, you know, when those touches come from the Lord, they're not always, you don't always feel them tangibly. But when I feel a touch from the Lord, I stay in, try not to get distracted, and let the Lord build me up, let the Lord fill me up, let the Lord touch me. Let him even touch my DNA, my body, my mind, my heart, my soul, my faculties, my emotions, my affections. And let him live his life through me, just sit in that presence. You know, you try to do it in the morning, try to do it sometime during the day, and receive from him, because we live in a world that's so full of chaos and destruction that we can lose that presence of God, and the Lord does not want us to lose that regardless of what goes on in this world. He wants us to be with him, you know, and a lot of times people come to that place of surrender when everything goes wrong, but we don't have to live like that. We can live on it on a day-to-day basis. We don't have to wait for everything to fall apart to get built up again. We spend time with him daily. Let him build you up more and more. And let his dream for your life become a reality. He has dreams for you. And only in his presence can those dreams become a reality. As you start allowing him to flow through you and live his life through you, his dream will come is far greater than your dream could ever be.
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That is what we hope for. That Christ would live in us and we would decrease and he would increase. I'm telling you, the church could have changed the whole world if we stopped thinking about self and start building up the body of Christ by worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. We could have already experienced the second coming if the church, all churches, we're completely sold out to Jesus every day, every month, every year. And I'm saying to myself, huh, You know, some days I'm not sold out to Jesus. Some days I start worrying. And you know, worrying is useless. I've told you that 100 times. Just trust Jesus. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Just trust Jesus. Worrying is useless. I want to invite you to our Holy Thursday service tonight at Holy Rosary at 7:30 in the evening. And you're welcome to come. There'll be the experience of the institution of the Eucharist, the washing of the feet, and the institution of the priesthood. I would also like to invite you on Good Friday. We have Stations of the Cross at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then in the evening we have the 7:30 service. It is not a Mass. It is a service. The Eucharist is not being celebrated until the Easter Vigil. Then Saturday is the feast of the Easter Vigil, as we celebrate the readings, and we do all the readings in Holy Rosary, talking about how God saved us from creation till the death of His Son, how God saved us. So I want to invite you on Saturday at 8 o'clock in the evening. So Thursday, 7:30, Friday, 7:30, and Saturday, 8 o'clock. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.